There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
Prepare to be astonished.
Alive.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
I will win the crowd. I will give them something they've never seen before.
Users are online. I am going to start loading software.
Well, isn't that special?
Do not panic! Do not panic! We are trained professionals!
Love you, Max.
DK's Podcast.
DK's Podcast.
DK's Podcast.
Hey, moms and dads, boys and girls. Welcome to PK's Podcast as we talk about something very special today. And I have a friend of mine here. I think he's about ready to go. I think, JD, are you ready today?
Come on, PK, come in. I'm trying to get my stuff on.
You're trying to get what stuff on?
You know, the stuff for the show today.
Well, JD, what's going on?
No, hey, PK.
JD, what in the world do you have a diving mask on? And swimmies, and a snorkel, and fins. What's that all about?
Well, I'm ready to get baptized today.
You're ready to get baptized today?
Yep, I'm going to snorkel down there, and I'm going to look for all kinds of pretty coral things, and I'm going to look for some of those blue and yellow fish. I love those things.
JD, this is not about snorkeling. It's about getting baptized in water.
Ken, are you sick today?
Well, JD, I got a little allergy problem, and here in Greenville, South Carolina, it's the number two top allergy place in all of the nation. And so, I'm a little stuffed up today.
Well, you know, I feel a little stuffed up, too.
Well, JD, when I'm stuffed up, you get stuffed up, too. That's it, but...
Go figure that. Now, that's a mystery.
We'll explain it later. Well, listen, you can't go snorkeling in the baptismal pool, man. It just doesn't work that way, okay? And you can't do it.
But they said there was pretty things, and I brought my camera to take some pictures.
JD, you can't do that, man. I'm sorry. You can't do it. It's just not going to work.
Well, okay. On to plan B.
JD, what are you doing?
Well, I'm getting out my soap.
Why are you doing that?
PK, would you hold my towel and my washcloth?
JD, what in the world are you doing?
Well, you know, I haven't had a bath in over 2 weeks, and so I was going to, I'm just going to take my soap in there when I get baptized in water, and I'm going to get all clean and everything. I haven't had a bath in 2 weeks.
JD, you mean you haven't had a bath in 2 weeks?
Well, that's right, PK. I haven't had a bath, and I hope nobody else is coming behind me who's going to be baptized after me, because that water's going to probably turn a color. But don't worry, I've been changing my underwear.
Oh, JD, I didn't want to know that.
Yeah, I've been changing it.
Well, you know, that's pretty good. I'm glad you've been changing your underwear, at least.
Yep, I've been changing it from the inside to the outside, from the outside to the inside.
JD! You're supposed to change to fresh... Listen, we don't have time to talk about that today. To fresh underwear and all that kind of stuff. But listen, man, getting baptized in water is not like getting clean. You know, it's not about taking a bath. That's not what it's for, man. In fact, it's not a substitute for a bath. No one takes soap into the baptismal.
Well, what about shampoo?
JD!
Okay. Don't get in a tizzy.
Well, JD, now listen, man. You know, getting baptized in water, man, is something you do after you let Jesus clean up your insides, namely your heart.
Oh, really?
That's exactly right. You know, he can wash your heart and life clean, and, you know, we call that forgiveness. He gives you a clean heart and a fresh start. And that's why we get baptized in the first place, to tell everyone outside what's happened on the inside of us. You know, we've been forgiven of all the wrongs that we've ever done. God calls those wrongs sin. You know what? He comes to forgive us. That's why he sent Jesus. When we're dunked under the water...
Well, I love dunking people.
You love dunking people?
Can I dunk you, PK?
JD, that's not it.
Hey, where's all the little softballs that you throw so we can dunk you down and everybody will be cheering?
JD, this is not a dunking tank. This is a baptismal tank.
Oh.
It's not a swimming pool. Now, listen now. You know what? When we go into the water and go in and under the water, it represents dying to our own selfish ways and dying to our old self, being buried with Jesus. Old things are put to rest.
Ooh, I'm scared, BK.
You're scared? Why, JD?
You're talking about, like, dying in tombs and stuff like that, and pretty soon the mummy's gonna come out after me.
JD, that's not true. Listen now. When we come up out of the water, it represents raising to new life, like Jesus did when he rose from the dead.
Oh, there's that word again.
JD, you don't have to worry about that dead word, okay? Listen, don't worry about it, man. Baptism was a really cool step in following Jesus. And you know what? And letting him know that, let everybody know that he lives in your heart. Lots of men and women and boys and girls share their testimony with those who attend, the water baptism. In fact, some boys and girls, moms and dads, even send invitations so that others can discover how much Jesus loves them as they attend that baptismal service. Do you have a testimony, JD?
Well, I sure do. I'm really good kisser, girls.
No, JD, that's not what I'm talking about. Now, do you have a testimony?
Yeah, I have testimony right here.
You have a testimony right here? You do? Well, great. Well, JD, what are you doing? What do you got that bag for? What in the world is... What are you doing? Well, JD, what was that?
Well, that was just testimony. Woohoo! Look at him swim around in the baptismal pool. Wow, this baptismal pool is a lot bigger than that fishbowl I had him in. Hey, guys. Hey. I'll get you some food in a little while.
I can't believe that you just put two fish in the baptismal pool, JD. What's wrong with you? What were you thinking? And here comes Pastor now. Oh, man, JD, you have to get in there and get him out right now. Get your snorkel gear back on, man, and you got to get in there.
But I told them not to bite anyone on the, well, you know what, the south side.
JD, get in there, man, and get him out.
But you said I couldn't snorkel here.
Forget what I said, JD. Just get in there and get those fish out right now.
Here I come. Cannonball. Yahoo!
Oh, no. Sorry, Pastor. I hope that wasn't your favorite suit. Well, just remember, guys and girls, moms and dads, water baptism is telling everybody outside that you've invited Jesus on the inside and that he's washed you clean and that you're living a new life for him. Pastors, do I still have a job? I hope I do. JD, get out of the water, man. What's wrong with you?
I'm having too much fun. Come on in, Pastor.
Oh, Lord, help me, please. PK's Podcast.